Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. A rural Cass County woman died in a single vehicle rollover accident this morning west of Griswold. Pottawatomie County Chief Deputy Sheriff Jim Mathai says it happened just after 6 a.m.
About 6:09 this morning, one of our deputies was dispatched to the accident on Contrail Avenue north of Highway 92. He got there, he observed a white 2002 Ford F-250 pickup truck in the ditch. Apparently the driver had lost control and pulled the vehicle into the ditch. She's identified as Kayleen Amos from rural Griswold, and she was 21 years old.
Mathai says the cause of the accident is still unknown. A Manning man was killed in a two-vehicle accident in Carroll County Monday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says 80-year-old Stanley Ewald was driving a 1994 Dodge Caravan eastbound on Highway 141 and crossed the center line, colliding head-on with a 1997 International tractor trailer driven by 63-year-old David Weber of Guthrie Center. Ewald was killed in the accident, which remains under investigation by the Carroll County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol. A bicyclist was struck by a vehicle in Atlantic Monday morning. The Atlantic Police Department says Robert Hyman of Atlantic was eastbound on 7th Street, making a right turn onto Maple Street when he struck the bicyclist, who was already in the intersection. Hyman was cited for failure to yield to pedestrian in a crosswalk. A Taber man was charged with assaulting a correctional officer at the Montgomery County Jail Monday afternoon. Montgomery County authorities say 23-year-old Zachary Allen White of Taber was arrested approximately a half a mile west of Broadway on Old Highway 34 on a charge of disorderly conduct. White was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he allegedly assaulted correctional staff during the processing procedures and was slapped with an additional charge of assault on a correctional officer. White was being held at the Montgomery County Jail in lieu of $5,000 cash bond. Two people were arrested on drug charges in Adams County this afternoon. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says Jeremy Goodson and Don Volkowski, both of Corning, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and manufacturing marijuana. A Griswold man was taken into custody in Montgomery County on a warrant for burglary. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Jacob Lee Groenwald of Griswold was brought in on two counts of third-degree burglary. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was processed and held on $2,000 cash bond. An Atlantic man was arrested for fifth-degree theft shoplifting. The Atlantic Police Department says 22-year-old Tyler Johnston was cited into court on Monday and released. The Ottoman City Council agreed to combine unincorporated areas between the City of Ottoman and Ottoman County as one voting precinct, pending the wording of the agreement. Ottoman Mayor Sam Kaufman says he did not sign it, so it is not effective as of this news release.
The city attorney thought it should have included the City of Gray in the wording, so we passed it pending his research on that.
The reason for the boundary change, according to Mayor Kaufman, is that Ottoman is not a big population center.
It will cheapen the price of having an election because we won't have all those precincts open. You know, they'll just come to the one, and it makes sense. You know, there's no sense in having a precinct that only has 10 voters. You know, it's you got to hire a lot of expensive help for those precinct workers.
The new precinct would include Lincoln, Cameron, Viola, Douglas, Leroy, and Malvern townships and the City of Ottoman. The Shelby County Auditor's Office has released the list of candidates for the September 13th school elections. In the Harland School District, the following are running unopposed: Joni Larson for Director District 5, Kathy Malberg for Director District 6, and Bruce Geezer for Director District 7. There is one race in the IKEA Manning School District. Larry Leslie and Lynn Berry are both running for the Director District at large. Scott Hodney is running unopposed for Director District 1A, and David Heller is also unopposed for Director District 2A. In the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District, Mark William Smith is running for Director District 1, and Joel Schluter is running for Director District 4. And there are no races in the Ottoman County School Board elections on September 13th. In the Ottoman School District, Christine Conkler, Douglas M. Olson, and Arlen Wiederstein are running for the three spots for Director at Large. In the Exira School District, Terry Harris is running unopposed for Director at Large, and Lisa L. Burmeister and Ryan Wilson are running for the two vacancy terms for Director at Large. And that's news. I'm Mandy Bellings.